Blog Talk Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the Franchepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with the president and CEO of Colors on Parade, Jeff Cox, and consistently ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the nation's top automobile franchise systems, Colors on Parade has over 25 years of experience teaching people just like you to perform on-site repairs to minor automotive damage, such as scratches, dents, things on the outside, and tears and nicks on the inside. And we're going to talk to Jeff about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stonecoat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stonecoat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stonecoat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stonecoat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stonecoat is a true crossover product. The Stonecoat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stonecoat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 9 years, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with the president and CEO of Colors on Parade, Jeff Cox, and consistently ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the nation's top automobile franchise systems. Colors on Parade has over 25 years of experience teaching people just like you to perform on-site repairs to minor automotive damage, such as scratches, dents, dings on the outside, and tears and nicks on the inside. Hi, Jeff. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show, Jeff. Finally, after all these years, you know, it's funny. We've been doing the show now 10 years, Jeff, and I've always been familiar with Colors on Parade, and I realized we've never had you on the show, so it's great to finally have you on the show. We would like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this afternoon?
We're calling from the home office here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Oh, it's fantastic. How's the weather down there today, Jeff?
It's beautiful and sunny. The hurricane weather has cleared out, thank goodness.
Thank God, thank God. Yeah, we're watching it on the TV, so it's great you made it through that. You know, Colors on Parade, and I don't have to tell you this, I mean, has an amazing story, Jeff, and that's one of the reasons that we started this show. You know, I didn't realize, I mean, you guys go all the way back to 1988, don't you? You want to talk a little bit about the history of Colors on Parade?
Yeah, we're coming up on our 29th anniversary this year, and
wow.
It's a small, closely held company. The original founder and his wife are still here in Myrtle Beach. Started it right here, working some of the local car dealerships. Like I said, 29 years ago. So it's a small family business, and that's kind of how our franchise owners are for the most part as well.
It's a great story too. How the company was started by Robert Lowry, you know, in 1988, Jeff. You know, and it was kind of like, you know, he took his passion, didn't he? You know, I mean, he seemed like he was really passionate about, you know, this idea that he had, you know, and it really involved it evolved into something even bigger, I think, probably than he maybe even originally anticipated, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely. He's a huge car lover, and I think he was always looking for a business where he could, you know, do what he loved and make a business out of it. And like you said, he started working here locally just to make a living. And before he knew it, he was so successful that his friends and family were asking him to, you know, for, you know, can you help me get into the business too? And so it was
right.
A short time before he realized he was actually selling business opportunities in South Carolina, then into North Carolina, and before he knew it, he needed to start selling franchises to be legal and comply with all the rules.
Sure. That's fantastic. How do you typically describe Colors on Parade to someone? You know, if you were at a franchise show, Jeff, and someone came up to your booth, you know, and they said, so typical question, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond from there?
You know, our tagline for the last 10 years has been the original body shop on wheels, and I think that, you know, it's been able to get the customers real quickly to figure out what we do. We're shifting towards scratch and dent repair anywhere, and that's where, you know, we're trying to get to people that it's both mobile and we have a lot of fixed location operations too.
It's great, Jeff, having that on location. You know, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we've had a scratch in our car, maybe like a little dent or something like that, you know, and it sits in the shop sometimes for weeks, you know what I mean? Where
yeah.
Your service, you know, you come right to the resident, you know, or the location or the client, you know, and it's pretty much fixed in one day, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's probably our biggest delivery of value for both our dealership customers and our retail customers is that timeliness. Most of our repairs are somewhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours. So you're not into a rental car. You're not waiting around. You've got your car back and on the road quickly. That's fantastic. And Colors on Parade, I mean, you know, in being involved in franchising since 1999, I mean, I've seen Colors on Parade, you know, pretty much on all the franchise lists, Jeff. I mean, the top 500 in Entrepreneur Magazine, you've been in the top home-based franchise business, top low-cost franchise, America's top global franchises, Franchise of the Year that year with Entrepreneur Magazine, I think that was in 1998. Business Startups had you in the top low investment franchise opportunities. I mean, it's just, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I don't have to tell you. I know. So what is that all attributed to? I mean, that you guys are consistently on these lists.
I think that it's really we occupy a nice place in a very niche kind of industry. Franchising, of course, you know, expands into every industry, but this automotive reconditioning industry, there's only a few large players in our group, and we're really the biggest franchise and have the best structure and the most history. So we really have a good competitive advantage, I think, in our group.
Sure. Absolutely. How's technology being used in the business today, Jeff? I mean, compared to, you know, if you went back to, you know, when Robert started the company in 1988, I'm sure technology has played a very big role today. So where are you guys at with technology today?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the one thing that you can count on changing consistently every year is we're always trying to adapt the best methods to have the lowest impact on the environment is really important in our business. Our repairs are performed outdoors for the most part, so we're very conscious of how that affects things with overspray and any products that you know, could be released into the air. So every year the technology gets a little better with what the paint manufacturers are able to produce, the equipment. You know, that's a real key to our success is that we don't spray paint like a typical body shop. Our equipment is totally different, all geared to have very low usage of materials and yet able to, you know, do spot blends on your vehicle and just make it look, you know, brand new again, but with a different methodology that they would use in a body shop. So it's huge for us. We have to lead the way with technology so our franchisees are always sure they've got the best products and the best equipment.
I guess it's safe to say, I mean, this is a pretty big industry, isn't it, Jeff? I mean, when we're talking about, you know, your industry, I mean, you have a couple different services, of course, that you're in, but, I mean, are there any numbers as far as how big your industry is? I mean, it's safe to say it's big.
You know, it is big, and when I kind of prepared for this little discussion, I had to think to myself, how big is the industry? Because it's not one of those that you hear in the news of, you know, here's the automobile sales industry, you know, is X billion dollars. But we did do some calculations, and based on our numbers for our customers, there's about 20,000 franchise dealerships in the U.S., and most of those dealerships will average about 75 used cars a month that they recondition.
Wow.
And with our pricing, that accumulates to about a $5 billion a year industry for fixing those scratches, dents, dings, the interior repairs. And that's just at a couple hundred dollars per unit for the industry. So it's huge in total.
That's fantastic. As a president and CEO, I can ask you the next question. I mean, what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you, you know, Jeff, since, you know, joining, you know, and being with Colors on Parade? I mean, I'm sure you have 1,000 stories, but does anything stand out, you know, since your time has been with the company?
You know, I'm coming up on my 20th anniversary this year with the company. And I've certainly seen, you know, a lot of interesting things come and go. But I think probably the most surprising thing that we tell people about is the breadth of items that we actually paint. And we have franchisees with regular customers, including some large casket manufacturers, where our franchisees regularly do repairs on caskets that are they're transferred across the country, and this transportation damage happens, and rather than ship it all the way back to their factory, we've got our franchisees fixing those caskets, and the paint on there is, you know, very nice and needs to be perfect, just like an automobile. So I think that's pretty wild that our guys are working on caskets.
That's a pretty big industry too, isn't it? I guess
it is.
Probably you and probably Robert never would have even thought about that. If we mentioned that 20 years ago, that would be part of the business. It's fascinating when you hear stories like that. So that's a great story. Maybe we can talk about franchising, because the majority of our listeners, Jeff, they're interested in getting into franchising. What types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
Well, for our franchise system, we're a two-level system. Our structure has both area developer franchisees and operator franchisees. So we really have two different types of person we're looking for, and we want to make sure they get into the right opportunity.
Sure.
The operator franchises, we've got 330 of these guys across the country, and they're the ones who become masters at performing the repairs, and they're out on their mobile vehicle each day. They may have a couple of employees, and they really enjoy working with their hands. They love vehicles. They love cars.
Right.
And they like that independence of being able to kind of come and go as they choose and make their own schedules. And they really take a great pride in their the skills that are developed to do the repairs. So that's the majority of our franchise, contracts out there. And then we have these area developers that each own a market. One might own the city of Atlanta would be his market.
Sure.
And so those guys are business development type people who are strong at network marketing. They're meeting people. They're out there spreading the word for the opportunity, and they're making sales calls on dealerships and other customers. So, two different people, and we got to get them to the right role for the franchise.
Of course, that's fantastic. What is the training like then, Jeff? I mean, once you decide, you like them, and I guess the training is probably different again depending on the situation as well. But I mean, do they come to South Carolina? Is that how it works for the training?
Yeah, it's pretty flexible, actually. There's two different ways guys can get trained. For new area developers, they're pretty much coming here for their initial training in South Carolina. They're going home, and they're having a mentor come out and do follow-up training with them to get started. For other operator franchisees, they have two options. They can learn kind of on the job in an existing operating area and actually, work as an employee. We call it an apprenticeship program, and they can learn the business, make sure it's right for them and that they're going to enjoy it. And then if they've got 3 to 6 months training, they can come to Myrtle Beach for a very short 3-day certification training. It minimizes the time away from home, minimizes the cost, and then, just a great way to get started being sure that this is the right business for you.
Sure.
So we've got both ways. The full-blown class is 2 weeks here in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
And we have guys that just get started that way also.
That's terrific. What is, if there is such a thing, what is a typical day like? I guess there is some variety, isn't there, which must be nice too, Jeff, for your franchisees. And again, it depends on the situation, if it's an operator, if it's an area developer, but is there such a thing as a typical day?
I think there's just a couple, 3 different types of typical days for our guys. They either have these great dealership, commercial type accounts that they generally are scheduled to go each week on a Monday or a Tuesday. They'll go to the Toyota dealer or the enterprise, car rental location where they've got multiple cars to fix. And that's a very common day for them. They might start at 8 or 9 in the morning, and depending on how quickly they crank through the work, they might be done at 2, they might be done at 5, and they're really able to manage that workload each day. The other thing that a lot of our guys are getting into is scheduling a retail day where they'll schedule the jobs where, like you said, they'll come to your house and fix your vehicle on site, and that kind of – it's a breath of fresh air for them to deal directly with a customer and kind of see that appreciation that you usually get from performing a great repair and making somebody real happy, in the space of a couple of hours. So we've got quite a few guys doing that one day a week, let's say. But that's kind of the range. Then you got your weather days when it rains or the weather is terrible, our guys might make marketing calls or sales calls or maintenance on their units. They'll try to use those days to you know, keep up the business, things that they can't do when they're busy actually performing repairs. That's kind of how it ranges for our operator franchisees.
That's great. So it sounds like there's a variety, of course, you know, throughout the week. Is it typically, would you say like 9 to 5, Jeff, or is that, I mean, the franchisees, sometimes they work on Saturdays and things of that nature, or I guess is that up to them?
That's a real variety there. It's totally up to them. There's no requirements for minimum sales or anything like that. So we have quite a few guys that will work just 3 days a week because that meets their personal goals.
Sure,
and some
right.
Some may be finished up every day at 2 o'clock because they want to be home to see their kids
right.
have baseball practice or what have you. So it's real easy to create a flexible schedule that's repeatable every week. And a lot of our guys, you know, will get into that schedule and stick with it for years, stick with their customers for years, too. We have franchisees that have had the same dealership customers for 20-plus years. It's amazing.
That's fantastic. That's, you know, the advantages, I guess, in getting into franchising as well, Jeff, is it does provide that flexibility. You know, we find that, you know, in doing this show such a long time now is, you know, that's what a lot of people want, is they want to get into something that provides them with a flexibility so they can spend perhaps more time with their family or, you know, be at the bus stop to pick up their children and things of that nature. And it sounds like Colors on Parade definitely allows that flexibility for their franchisees, doesn't it?
Exactly. It definitely fits that bill to the T.
That's great. You've been doing this a long time now, not to make you feel old or anything like that, but, you know, you've been in this business quite a long time now. And, again, I was mentioning to you, Jeff, that the majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. And since you've been involved in franchising for such a long time now, what advice would you give them in their quest to buy a franchise? Because we find that a lot of our listeners are very confused in the beginning, you know, because there's so much out there you know, a lot of them just, they don't even know where to begin. So from everything that you know and all your experience, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
Oh, yeah, it must be so tough. There's so many options and so many, you know, different places to look. For me, and in my experience, the best, most, the happiest franchisees are those that have landed with an opportunity that fits something that they're either passionate about, that they
mm-hmm.
love doing. You know, it's not work, you know, when it's right. And
right.
For us, it's, you know, loving the automobile industry, liking
sure.
to be outdoors and not tied down behind a desk or even tied to a retail setting where, you know, we have guys doing retail, but you know,
right.
you got to have a real dedication for that once you commit to
sure.
those. If you have a fixed location where you got to be there from, you know, 8 to 5 or whatever. So finding something that you're passionate about and that's going to be, you know, not work to them. I think that's the key. And looking first to which industry, because, you know, there's tons of franchises available within each industry. Narrow it down
right.
to an industry, and then, you know, I'd say talk to a lot of existing franchisees within that brand that you're looking at, because those guys are going to
yeah.
tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly.
that's true.
You know, and that's the important stuff. I think the best piece of advice I've heard from someone else in franchising is when you look at a franchise company, it's some very smart people I've heard say, I want to know that the franchise company has had some tough times and they've
mm.
battled through them and they've come back, you know, to be doing well. That tells them a lot about the character
yeah.
and the, you know, ability of that company, as opposed to one that's maybe a little newer and things have only been great, you know, since it started.
Right.
So I think that's great advice
wow.
to know, you know.
I, yeah, as I mentioned, I've been doing the show 10 years. I think that's one of the best piece of advice I've heard in doing this show such a long time now, you know, is it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You know, as a company that has made it through those tough times, you know, that's important, you know, because the tough times are always going to be there, you know, during if you look at the line of time, you know. So I think that's excellent advice. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. I think we're going to put that in there, Jeff, because I think it's really very powerful. So, you know, as the president and CEO of the company, I mean, I could ask you the next question. I mean, where do you see Colors on Parade, you know, maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, Jeff?
Well, Marty, we're kind of dedicated to just to continued growth that is slow and cautious. We like to think of, you know, every one of our new franchisees they're long-term partners for us. Last time I looked at the average length of time for our franchisees under contract, I mean, we're way above industry average, up in the 10-15 year range. And so when we go into contract with someone, it's usually 15 to 20 plus years. And so for us, it's making sure we've got the right fit and the right partner. So we're looking to continue to grow in about, I don't know, 15 more markets within the U.S. And then we found a couple of partners outside of the U.S. that we're talking to, and we've started one outside the U.S. franchise in Colombia, South America, where the partner was just really strong and a great fit for us. So we're going to keep looking at those opportunities, and the ones that, you know, feel right for them and for us, you know, we'll move forward on. But otherwise, we're just looking for the right people to get in here and think, you know, they're going to be in here for the next 15, 20 years and be their last business. You know, that's what we'd like to see is people, you know, looking to exit from us and that be it. You know, they're retired for the good run then.
That's fantastic. What's the best way, Jeff, for our listeners to get more information on Colors on Parade as a service and of course as a franchise? Any websites that they should go to?
Oh, yeah, just colorsonparade.com is probably the best place to start. It's got links to the Facebook page. It's probably a good place to, you know, get that input from customers and franchisees and all those third-party people where you aren't getting the official corporate spiel, you know.
Of course.
colorsonparade.com is going to show you where all of our locations are. I think we're in 25 states now and one foreign country.
Great.
So it'll tell you where we're at.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you, and I'm glad I finally got to speak with you, Jeff, after all these years, because I've been very familiar with Colors on Parade for a long time, so to finally get to interview you has been a privilege for me. So I'd like to have you back, you know, as the company continues to grow. I think Colors on Parade is a fantastic franchise.
I appreciate the opportunity and the time you spent with me, Marty. It was enjoyable.
Thanks, Jeff. It's been my pleasure. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Coming up on segment two, you're going to hear what every franchisepreneur needs to know before buying a franchise. We're going to play a clip from our popular Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Are you looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Today's great quote in franchising is being brought to you by
the Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, Reach podcast you get to hear, a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now all years, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes on the show. Today, you're going to get to hear from Lauren Stock Cohn, who is a veteran of the franchise industry, first franchised Great American Cookies 33 years ago. He became the first ever franchisee inducted into the International Franchise Association Hall of Fame, and you're going to get to hear from him right now.
What made you decide to go into franchising, Doc? I mean, again, you had, you know, a couple different choices, I guess, at that time of your life. What was it about, you know, becoming a franchisee?
Well, I had been part of other startups, and I knew just how difficult it was to begin a concept. So let's just say I had wanted to be Doc's Cookies. I could have done that. I could have said, all right, right, well, now I've got to develop a recipe. I've got to do my marketing program. I've got to get the financing. I've got to do an operations manual. I got to figure out how to do it. I got to figure out where the locations ought to be. And your franchising, a lot of that's done for you already. A franchise provides a concept that's been proven and tested. Somebody else has done all that work. The systems are typically in place and have been revised over time to prove that they can be successful, and it was just a great way to go.
Question I've been dying to ask you is, what's changed in franchising? I mean, you've been involved in it for such a long time now. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen, Doc, over that time?
Well, there have been a number of them. I think probably the most significant is the level of sophistication of the franchisee today, as opposed to when I went into it. And you know, I don't think I'm the most unsophisticated person in the world, looking back, but I really went into this without doing sufficient homework. And so, as I said, a lot of this was luck back then. Today, franchisees are much more likely to have very strong legal advice, very strong financial advice, are familiar with things like business plans. I didn't know what a business plan was when I went into business. I had no idea what a business plan was. And today's franchisees are much more knowledgeable about those things. And today, franchisees are more likely to be multi unit and multi-brand. Right. That's something that has changed significantly over the years, is that today you find franchisees like myself, in fact, that operate multiple brands and sometimes across different companies. So, you know, we have two brands in our from my own franchisor, and then I operate actually three other concepts.
Wow, it's interesting. Are you surprised about the number of franchise systems and the number of industries that are now franchising, Doc? I mean, when you first got into this, you know, going back 33 years ago, I mean, there weren't as many systems, there weren't as many industries. I guess it might have been maybe a little easier to get into franchising because it seems like there's so many choices and so many industries today. Are you surprised at the number of systems and industries?
No, not at all. I mean, it's funny because 33 years ago, I was thinking, oh my gosh, how do I get to be a franchisee? You must really have to know somebody to get one of these franchises. And what I think's happened over the years is that as franchising has grown, people have recognized that it's such a great way to grow a business. So you have an entrepreneur who has this great idea, and the entrepreneur develops the idea and sees it bloom, and it gets he or she gets going with it, and it's really fantastic. And then somebody else sees it and says, "Gee, you know, that's a great idea. I'd like to do it." And you know, as an entrepreneur, you may be sitting there with limited capital, and you say, "Well, yeah, I can teach you how to do this," and you really get excited about the prospect of teaching someone else how to do the business that you've developed and grown. And I think that's what's exciting about franchising. And that's why I think, for one reason anyway, why franchising has grown. It's a great way for an entrepreneur to get more rapid growth of a concept that that he or she has developed.
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.